Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 20, Scene 2, Vrindavan Forest equals Krishna's Pride. The forest of Vrindavan improved from the rains and was replete with ripened dates, mangoes, blackberries, and other fruits. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his boyfriends and Lord Balaram entered the forest to enjoy the new seasonal atmosphere. The cows, being fed by new grass, became very healthy and their milk bags were all very full. When Lord Krishna called the cows by name, immediately they came to him out of affection, and in their joyful condition, milk flowed from their bags. Lord Krishna was very pleased when passing through Vrindavan Forest by the side of Govardhan Hill. On the bank of the Yamuna, Krishna saw all the trees decorated with beehives pouring honey. There were many waterfalls on Govardhan Hill, and their flowing made a nice sound. Krishna heard them as he looked into the caves of the hill. When the rainy season was not ended completely, but was gradually turning to autumn, sometimes, especially when there was rainfall within the forest, Krishna and his companions would sit under a tree or within the caves of Govardhan Hill and enjoy eating the ripened fruits and talking with great pleasure. When Krishna and Balaram were in the forest all day, Mother Yashoda used to send them some rice mixed with yogurt, fruits, and sweetmeats. Krishna would take them and sit on a slab of stone on the bank of the Yamuna. While Krishna and Balaram and their friends were eating, they watched the cows, calves, and bulls. The cows appeared to be tired from standing with their heavy milk bags. By sitting and chewing grass, the cows became happy, and Krishna was pleased to see the cows. Krishna was proud to see the beauty of the forest of Vrindavan, which was nothing but the manifestation of his own energy. At such times, Krishna would praise nature's special activities during the rainy season. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the material energy or material nature is not independent in its actions. Nature is acting under the superintendence of Krishna. It is also stated in the Brahma Samhita that material nature, known as Durga, is acting as the shadow of Govinda. Whatever order is sent from Govinda, material nature obeys. Therefore, the natural beauty created by the rainy season was acted out according to the indications of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.